Hare Krishna. Revelation is the foundation of the ultimate revolution. Often, when people see that society has become too disorganized, the general living conditions are too oppressive, and the rulers are too exploitative, and they don't care for the rule, they simply want to enjoy for themselves. At that time, society often gets into a mood of, society often becomes the center where revolution occurs. For example, the French Revolution took place in 1789, where the French kings were not only overthrown but were gullitant. So the royal family and many aristocrats were also gullitant like that. Now the point here is that when people do revolutions, often the focus is on outer change. They feel that in the outer world there is so much, there are so many problems, and those problems then they are caused by certain people. If you just remove those people, then the problems will be solved. But history has shown that none of the revolutions brought out any sustainable transformation. Why? Because the problem was not with the specific people who were ruling. The problem was with the mentality of the people in general. And yes, one group of exploiters were removed, but soon another group came up, and it is said that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So, especially, for example, in Russia, there was the revolution where the Tsar was overthrown. But then, when communism came in after the Bolshevik Revolution and it got a stronghold, the communist regime itself persecuted and eliminated more people than its own people. Means the USSR killed its own people in far greater numbers than what were the number of people killed in both the First World War and Second World War combined. So the point is that simply an outer change, even if it will be as dramatic and as drastic as a revolution, does not bring any substantial improvement. If we want improvement, there has to be a vision that will bring about that improvement. And ultimately, this world is created by God, and God has a plan for the world. And He has revealed, shared that plan, broad contours of that plan with us in Scripture. To the extent we study Scripture and harmonize our life with Scripture, then to that extent, we become a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. So, just as a part needs to harmonize with the whole, just as a finger needs to do what the whole, needs to cooperate with the whole body. Similarly, we are parts of God, and we are meant to cooperate with God. And when we cooperate with God, when we harmonize our actions with His wisdom, with His revelation, then our actions can bring about the most positive contribution. So sometimes that contribution can be in the form of gradual reformatory changes, and sometimes they can be in the form of even revolutionary changes. But either way, those changes, whether they are reformist or they are revolutionist, those changes will bring about a sustainable positive result to the extent that they are founded on revelation. Now here revelation doesn't just refer to some fanatical group's interpretation of its own scripture, but it refers to the understanding that God is the greatest well-wisher of everyone, and if we are to act as His representatives, we too are meant to act as the well-wishers of everyone, in the same mood in which He is the well-wisher of all. So the Bhagavad Gita describes that, the Bhagavad Gita urges us that first it says that Krishna is the well-wisher of everyone. It says as in 5.29 Bhagavad Gita, Sarudam sarva bhutanam jyatva mam shanti mrichyati, that those who understand Krishna to be the well-wisher of all living beings, they attain peace. And Krishna says further in the 12th chapter, 13th verse, Adveshta Sarva Bhutana Maitra Karuna Evacha, that those who are devoted to Him, they also become the well-wishers of all living beings. My friend, the friends and well-wishers of all living beings. The Bhagavad Gita also uses the phrase for spiritualists, Sarva Bhuta Hite Rataha, those who are the well-wishers for everyone. And then, in the 16th chapter, the Gita tells that we should therefore lead our life in accordance with scripture. Tasmat shastram pramanam te karya karya vyavasthitam gyatva shastra vidhanoktam karma kartum iharhasi. Tasmat shastram pramanam te. Therefore, we should live our life in harmony with scripture. And the more we live our life in harmony with scripture, the more the misleading, the illusion creating, the disharmony inducing forces within us, which make us act in improper ways, they will become curbed. And as our higher nature becomes awakened, as we live more and more devotionally, then that revelation will come not only through scripture, but it will come through Krishna in our heart also. Tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. That Krishna will use the intelligence by which we can come to Him, by which we can live in a way that we can contribute to others' well-being, both in this life as well as in the next, while of course doing good for ourselves also. Thank you. Hare Krishna.